Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs needs it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
And he just dumps it off for a first down. Throws it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley.
It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville, hour number two, rolling along here on this Easter weekend. If you celebrate it, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. Yeah,
it's good. Hey, do y'all watch college gymnastics? Don't lie.
No. No, but I watched the Olympic gymnastics. I watched the only reason I asked injuries.
Holly Rowe just tweeted out a video. You know, she's at the college gymnastics. It kind of looks fun. I don't know where I got on this, but I saw the video and I was like, this kind of looks interesting. It's like college softball. I can watch college softball.
I follow a college gymnast on Instagram.
Oh, God.
My future wife.
Jesus Christ.
Going to have an athletic kid, I'll say that.
That went somewhere.
That's relevant to the conversation.
Do you watch college softball?
No.
I can. I have.
Do you enjoy it?
Unless the Lady Vols are in the College World Series. Then I might watch it if it's on.
If it's on and ESPN, not much else is on, I'll catch a game or something like that. But I'm not gonna.
Not right now.
Not looking
golf,
for it.
Playoffs for hockey and basketball. No, I'm not.
Unless it is Tennessee and then the gymnastics. Nah,
congratulations!
The only gymnastics I'm watching is probably the Olympics. It's just
crazy. Tennessee doesn't have a gymnastics team.
See, that's it because Vanderbilt doesn't either. So, yeah.
And
Vanderbilt
Florida's
doesn't,
got a really
Vanderbilt
good
doesn't
one.
Has a, have a softball team either.
I would go to a Lady Vols gymnastics event if they were really good.
No, I agree with that. I would too. Bowling.
I would check it out at least once.
Yeah. Vanderbilt kicks ass in bowling.
I want to watch that.
They're a bowling school.
That's like a drinking game. That's like if we have a great cornhole team, I'm not watching that.
We have a good esports team.
Yeah. Once again, a drinking game. If I can do the sport you're
we
doing
have an e-sports
with a
team?
Drink in
yeah.
my hand.
Tennessee has an esports team.
Club.
Has to be. There's no way that school's.
They're not giving scholarships for that stuff.
Not yet.
Maybe one day.
I'm sure down the line.
They're trying to get that.
That 2K league.
Put into the 2K league. They actually make like $35,000 a year or something like that. But they're trying to get esports into the Olympics.
That'd be okay. That's pushing it.
That's
drug testing would be a pain for some.
Nah, just test for Adderall. Adderall and uppers.
Yeah, that's what.
Cocaine.
You don't smoke weed to play video games competitively?
Not if you
want
to play at that level.
Not the ones who are playing competitively.
No.
This is the team no sleep crowd.
We're going to zone you in?
Let's put it this way. The
they
dude
be focused.
From the Big Lebowski is not going to win the esports league.
Not at all.
I'm just wondering. This is something I wonder about.
It would have to be what Brandon said. A lot of uppers. Adderall kids.
Yeah.
Sure sniffing a lot over there, Timmy. What's going on?
Been up all night practicing his Tekken.
Yeah. Eyes look like road maps. Yeah. Okay.
Pin needles. Hey, what you doing over there, bud?
Yeah.
Okay, I find that. See, I'm learning new stuff about you guys every day and what you guys watch and like. I find it interesting to
me. Nobody said we watched esports.
Man, esports ain't that bad.
I've never watched
never
esports
watched.
Competition.
I play video games.
Yeah, I was going to say, I play video games. I know about esports. Never sit down
this
and
is,
like.
This I even, entered a Madden contest 7 years ago.
Never even watched
a GameStop.
I think this is where the break, people right younger than me, this is the generational gap, is I don't understand why you'd want to watch a video of someone else playing a video game you can play yourself. I don't get it.
Kids do that now. They that's get what on I'm YouTube saying. And just watch kids play Fortnite.
Right. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Like, Bubba released something on Dale Jr. Radio that it's a show. It's called the Up Down or something. Hell, I don't know. But all he's doing is sitting there playing
the Up Down. I don't know.
It's something called like that. He's sitting there just killing people on video games. I'm like, I ain't watching this.
Now, don't get me wrong. If like, I'm not against it. Whatever. Like,
a lot
if
of kids making a lot of money off that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But adults too.
Yeah, it's just I don't personally would get more enjoyment out of playing the game myself.
Monetizing content.
I think it's a smart thing to do. If people are going to do it, and people are going to watch it, and continue to support it.
Well, yeah. If you can make money off it, I'm pretty. I think I've said this before. I'm for anything you can do in this country that doesn't hurt anybody and makes money for you. I'm all for it.
It makes sense. Mm. I don't know. I mean, it.
James on Twitter says, 20 minutes of NASCAR talk going into esports on its optional day. Must be a slow sports day.
Like that. It came up on my damn Twitter headline.
Must be a slow sports day, is what James said.
We also talked about women's gymnastics and softball.
And softball.
It's not a slow sports day. It's just something that popped up
on there.
Just
telling you what James said.
I don't care what James said. R.C. Slocum has been named the interim AD at Texas A&M.
Is the pod on? Is it on?
Crickets to you guys? Is that all it is?
Crickets.
I mean, damn. You know, I get in, you know, I start breaching out a little bit and seeing if other people are interested in different.
You went to esports.
But I also started off with women's gymnastics.
I would have.
Don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of dads out there. They're sitting at home, hanging out, and watching women. It's a competitive thing.
I think we might watch it for different reasons than you do, though.
You act like you're 20 years younger than me.
No, I'm saying I watch it like the only women's gymnastics things I've seen this year is that poor Auburn girl, knees touching the back of her neck.
Oh, God, that was bad. Okay.
And
what did she do?
No, I don't want to hear about it again. Oh, she got injured. It was so bad.
I don't know.
Just Google Auburn women's gymnastics injury.
Dislocated both her knees and broke both of her legs.
Looked like every ligament.
Should I do it right now?
On one jump.
Yeah, just give us your live reaction from that.
Auburn girls gymnastics.
Just put Auburn gymnastics. It'll pop up.
And it was that bad, huh? How did I hear about this?
I would date a girl that was a gymnast, but she could probably beat me up in a fight.
All right, intern Matt is finding a video for me.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem looking at it.
Yeah.
Brandon, let me ask you this question. If you had the number one pick in the NFL draft, you taking Kyler Murray?
No, I'm trading. If I'm the Cardinals, I'm trading that pick.
Well, what do you want out of it?
Do you
have to get one first rounder and maybe another second rounder or two second
minimum,
rounders?
Minimum. You've got to, if I'm trading that, I want your first round this year. I've got to get a first round for next year and then probably a second for next
going
year.
Going full
too.
Kevin Costner from draft
day. And then, because I don't think anyone else will take Kyler Murray first. So I do that. And then I'll trade Josh Rosen for ideally a late first round pick this year. Then I draft Kyler Murray at like 6 or 7.
So the Cardinals could do something wild here.
That's what they should do. If they draft Kyler Murray at 1, they lose all their leverage. Trade that pick. No one else is going to take Kyler Murray at 1.
Oh!
Yeah, there it is.
God bless.
Oh!
See? I watched that.
I
feel horrible for that young
girl.
She
broke them both.
Yeah. Horrible for her.
She had to retire too, huh?
Yeah.
She's a senior, so. But yeah, ended her career.
Hope she lands back on her feet.
Oh, well played, sir.
Jesus Christ.
You know?
Wow.
This is just atrocious radio right now. I'm just going to get complaints and complaints and complaints.
That was when you fall down. Just got to get back up.
You're such an ass. Okay.
Just got to pop those knees back into place. And
okay. All right.
Stand on your own 2 feet.
Enough. Jiminy.
Wow,
crickets.
Man.
What is wrong with you
really
guys?
Just, whoa.
Damn, that's horrible.
See, I do this now. Whenever I see something wildly uncomfortable or I'm in a wildly uncomfortable situation or something really sad, I got to make jokes.
Well, you're in those situations a lot.
Yeah, that's why I make jokes all the time. I'm practically a comedian. Might as well be.
Without the funny part. So, going back real quick, who's the better quarterback right now? Is it potentially Rosen, or can Kyler Murray come in there and start from day one? Or is Kyler Murray a project?
I mean, you haven't seen anything from Rosen.
Yeah, Rosen's terrible.
Yeah,
I get that.
At so least like, in Arizona.
Yeah, he has.
Also, he got what, like half a season, not even under Cliff's offense.
Yeah, like half season. But think about it. You haven't seen anything to be like, well, he's for sure the guy. You have seen some stuff from Kyler Murray where you're like, man, he's got a lot of potential. Heisman Trophy winner. He's a gamer. He's somebody that probably could change, you know, a franchise.
Is Haskins a better quarterback than Murray?
I think he's the best quarterback.
I mean that for NFL purposes. He's the best. Is he the best NFL prospect quarterback?
On paper.
Yeah, I mean.
But Baker Mayfield, who would have thought he was number one pick? And he's very good.
He was the best quarterback of that rookie class last year by a long margin. By a lot.
I find that discussion interesting because you have to wonder where they're going to go from there. And you look at the other picks as well. I mean, when's the next time that the Titans go after a quarterback if Mariota doesn't have a good year?
Next year.
That has to be next year.
It just goes straight next year or start over again?
Or they go third round something this year, get like Will Greer.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a great idea.
I think that they probably will get a quarterback.
But see, they signed Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. I think they still might get a guy to maybe for the future because Tannehill, if anything, say Mariota gets hurt again, Tannehill's probably on paper the best backup in the league right now. Just like of all the backups you got in the league.
I can agree with that.
Probably the best backup.
Better than Fitzpatrick?
Fitzpatrick's going to be a starter this year.
I know, but hell, he could
I mean, if he was going to be a backup somewhere, he'd be like up in the top five.
That poor guy, he can be a Hall of Famer for 2 weeks straight and then throw six picks in the first half.
And now he's going to be starting.
Full Peterman.
That guy has a track record that blows my mind.
So if you're the Titans, though, you get Tannehill.
Right.
To ensure yourself this year so you don't just have Matt Castle backing up Marcus Mariota. You actually have a competent quarterback you can throw in there. And then Tannehill did have a pretty good season, like a top 10 quarterback season before he tore his ACL. So maybe if he gets inserted, he shows glimpses of greatness. You bring on a youngster that you just have to mold for another 4 years or something because Tannehill can give you another 4 years.
Doesn't Tannehill still look like a receiver that switched to quarterback, though? Mm-hmm. He's never looked like a natural quarterback.
I mean, obviously all of us know here he was a receiver at Texas A&M.
Right. But, I don't know. I'm not sold on him. Not sold on Mariota. Neither one of them can stay healthy. So
I look at Marcus Mariota, man, and I'm like, man, you got to prove something now.
Well, this is the year. He has to this year.
They got a team option.
Mm-hmm.
So now, it's do or die now. I mean, and wouldn't that suck if the Titans went through Locker and then went through Mariota? And then have to go back into the draft again to try to find another quarterback? That's why I'd go get somebody like Will Greer.
I always thought Jake Locker was going to work out. I was a Locker fan.
Well, everybody hopes that they work out.
No, but I'm saying, like, I'm not even necessarily the biggest Titans fan, but I was a big Jake Locker fan. I thought that he was going to work out for him. You know, had a couple games there. We looked a couple seasons where he's like, all right,
he came out a year
he's
too
okay.
late, though, didn't he?
A year too late? I mean, yeah, I guess as far as the hype and the money that he could have gotten, yeah. And, yeah, that his junior year, he was, like, a badass.
You're right.
So maybe his talent was and owned in then.
Just like another guy from the state of Washington with a big arm and not much in between the years, didn't work out in the NFL. Ryan Leaf, shout out to you.
No, I get
it. Drew Bledsoe might be the only Pacific Northwest quarterback that's ever worked out. No one from Oregon has, even though they're talking about that Justin Herbert guy for next year's draft.
I think old boy from Washington State could be a decent quarterback, Gardner Minshew.
Not in the NFL. No chance.
When I say decent.
He won't even get drafted.
I think he could get drafted. I think he could be a career backup and make a nice living, kind of like what A.J. McCarron's doing.
He'd be like Charlie Whitehurst, clipboard
Charlie
Jesus.
Charlie Whitehurst, clipboard Jesus.
I mean, you look at how long – and I keep going back to McCarron because that's the name that keeps coming to my mind. But, you know, Cincinnati, then Buffalo, and now Houston. I mean, it's potential backup, you know, for the rest of his career. But he's making $4 or $5 million a year.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. You can make a nice living. But when I say someone's
good
or bad –
Tyler Bray's still playing football.
When I say good or bad, I'm saying, like, relative to the NFL. Obviously, Tyler Bray is good. compared to the normal population of quarterbacks, but he's a bad quarterback.
We're going to take a break here in like 3 minutes, but I have something to admit I did last night. I was cleaning up some files off my computers and stuff. Off an old computer, and I ran across the data dump from last year from Tennessee.
Ran across the what?
The data dump that they released, John Curry, yeah, and all the text messages. I went back through, like, all of them last night. I went through all the text messages last night. It took almost two. I couldn't stop looking. I hadn't looked at them in 8 months, 9 months. And I just started going through the John Curry text messages for his university phone. It was rough. You had local. You forget some of these things, though. You had local media in this town, radio personalities texting him, said, "Hey, man, we're 100% committed to the university. We will give you cover for anything and everything that you need. You don't even have to comment on the record. If you need me to say something for you, or put something out."
Welcome.
No, I just said local Knoxville radio personalities.
Mm.
So in a way, it's like
being, it showed me how in bed some of these folks were with the previous regime.
So it's kind
and
of
I just laugh.
It's kind of like prostitution, except in that sense, you're trading information.
How did you get that?
Information for cover. You're paying for something. You're getting something quid pro quo. You could say.
It was just interesting to see all the text messages from a few local people.
This makes Bobby Knight saying this so many years ago make sense.
Well, Bobby Knight, that's another story.
Bobby.
I don't know.
Bobby.
Coming back on the other side, Chance and Brandon, they're going to take you home, man. They're going to get you going. Appreciate everybody listening this week. Thanks to Nick Bromberg for coming on today. They'll get your Game of Thrones preview set up for you. We're talking a little NBA and some news of the day. They'll get you going. But appreciate everybody. We'll be back. I'll be back here Monday. We'll have things rolling. Hope everybody has a great Easter weekend. Thank you so much for this week. You guys be good, be blessed, and both of y'all have a great weekend.
Peace out. Welcome back to It's Optional, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio, FM 105.7, AM 1340, as always on the Fan Run Radio app, bringing to you the best 2 hours of midday radio in all of East Tennessee. Thank you for listening in. Like Trey said earlier, big shout out to Nick Bromberg. Hour number one is already up at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. Also, at sportsradioknoxville.com. If you're not subscribing via iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, what have you. I don't know what you're doing with yourself. Chance Collins, Brandon Johns, also intern Matt, will bring you home. We're going to let him get a little airtime as we move along. We might get some facts or foolish. We'll have news of the day. First hour, talked a lot of damn NASCAR, man. Not going to lie. Trey's gone. Malvin Trey.
We picked it back up though.
We picked it back up.
Some softball, gymnastics.
Yeah.
Esports.
Yeah. Esports. Really picked it back up.
We have our finger on the pulse of the fans.
Like when we said we were hitting the slow season, we were really hitting the slow season, I guess. Oh, good old Friday news dump. NBA action will continue tonight. Tonight on tap, got Toronto. Got the Raptors heading to Orlando. That's the first game. Also have the Celtics and the Pacers. Pacers at home. That series is 2-0. Boston and Portland looking to go up 3-0 on Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City gets this one at home.
Quick question for you, Chance.
Yes.
Is the NBA Finals next round in the West with the Rockets in all likelihood playing
the Warriors?
Yeah,
it seems that way, man. And what kind of sucked was last season, too. That's kind of how it was with the obviously the Western Conference Finals, because there's not a team in the East legitimately that can win more than one game if they play the Warriors. I mean, even the Raptors with Kawhi Leonard, he can do a lot. And at best, he gets you maybe three games. And it's going to be a challenge for him to lead his team to two games if they were to play the Warriors.
I was going to say, if the Bucks keep playing like they
are. Yeah, Giannis is really good.
They could win two.
Yeah,
I can see them push it to six.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're not going to seven.
They're not going to seven with the Warriors, though. Same thing kind of when you look at the Celtics. I think that they're a really good team, but it's like they probably get them to six. I don't know if they can get them to seven and really be a winner-take-all type of thing, game seven, what we all would love. But the Rockets, not only can they get it to seven, they can beat them. They can beat them. The Rockets were a Chris Paul injury away last season from beating the Warriors. I mean, they dogged them in those games, and then they had the deciding game six at home. They blew that, shot awful in game seven. Everybody knows how the rest of that played out. So we'll see. Toronto, Orlando. I think Orlando gave it their best shot that first game. Kawhi Leonard looked so good the last game. I don't really see them giving up. I think they win the next three straight. So, interesting story that we talked about a little bit during the break. Let's switch gears. Go ahead, jump into some baseball. That's right, baseball talk today. We don't do this much. At least once a week, we give you a little baseball talk. I haven't talked much. Man, I'm doing really bad in my fantasy baseball team. Fantasy baseball season. Already down two games on the season in a tight matchup this week with three games left on the period. Hopefully I finally get a win. Maybe it takes me 3 weeks to get a win. Maybe it takes me 4 weeks. But in baseball, you guys see this Tim Anderson? I believe that's his name.
Or getting plunked after his home run.
Yeah. By the way, what a hell of a bat flip by that guy. That was one.
Timmy?
Yeah, one of the best.
Bat flip of the year, for sure.
Bat flip of the year. Maybe bat flip of this century. That was amazing. But then he gets hit, kind of probably like what he knew was coming. Oh, man. You know, haters going to hate.
If you bat flip like that.
Yeah, you understand it's coming.
You take getting hit and you go to first base.
That's not the problem.
You know what the deal is.
The problem was afterwards today, Major League Baseball hands out a one-game suspension for Anderson and a five-game suspension for the pitcher, Keller.
Which is one start.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. Which is one start. So the punishment for the batter, essentially, he gets suspended for the bat flip. I mean, that's what it is. The pitcher. We talked about this a little bit of a break, and then me and Brandon agree. Hey, if you don't like somebody bat flipping, next time don't groove him that meat pitch down the center of the plate like he did, and
strike him out, and then rub it in his face.
Exactly,
like fist pump or yell at him, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm cool with it going both ways.
Don't give him a fastball belt high with no movement that he sends into the bleachers. Or don't give him that hanging breaking pitch that he sends into the cheap seats. Like, that's on you. I hate when pitchers get mad. I played baseball for many years, and I understand. Yeah, you show off. Most of the time, you're gonna get that middle finger. You're gonna get that that pitch coming at your ear hole on the next go round, and that's okay. Or one in the back. It is what it is. But MLB, the Major League Baseball, they had their little campaign for the last couple of years, trying to bring in a younger subset of fans. They really is. Let's be honest. Most of the fans in baseball right now, old men. And to be honest, old white men. And they're trying to get a subset of different cultures back into the game, whether it be the Hispanic side. You're seeing a decline, actually, in a lot of the African-American players that there once was. And they're trying to, like, go to the urban neighborhoods, get a bunch of younger kids playing that demographic. So baseball has this slogan of, like, trying to get all these younger kids back into it. We're not boring. You know, we can keep up with the times. And their slogan was, let the kids play, or let the boys play. Remember that?
So they had
the Bryce Harper, and he was doing the thing. He was doing the thing for a little bit, making fun of baseball, make baseball great again with the parody of the Make America Great Again hats. And yeah, like, their little slogan they had in a bunch of promotions, commercials, was let the boys play. So what do they do when they get a chance to let the boys play? And kind of even baseball could have used this the way the NBA does. In the offseason of the NBA, and even sometimes before you get to the thick of the season, the drama in the league is what is driving the fans, especially in the summertime when summer ball is going on. The free agency, the trades, all of that, the draft, but like the drama, the players going back and forth and everything that happens at the end of the season, all the pettiness is what's driving the league. Baseball had a chance to take advantage and capitalize on a situation that could just more or less highlight their sport even more. Don't even suspend him. Don't suspend him. Don't even suspend the pitcher. People like this stuff. When there's a fight, first thing they're like, oh, we got a fight. Got an old-fashioned fight. Baseball, you know?
The only issue I'd have with it is suspending the pitcher. I don't know if throwing at guys is necessarily good for the game. Just because you get those guys that get hit in the head.
Yeah.
And they get, like, messed up.
That's
like,
true.
And that could, you don't want that to happen Kirby to Puckett. One of your stars.
RIP got blinded.
Right. So, if you're going to hit a guy, you hit him in the leg, whatever. Go on, take your base. But anything over the shoulders, up around the head, it's like you've got to come down on him hard because now you're putting other players' livelihoods at risk. Now, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I'm all for it, though.
I love hard slides. I love running over the catcher. I love throwing at batters, and the, you know, when you're trying to get even with somebody. But if I was going from purely the baseball, like, head chief office view, it would probably be we need to eliminate
getting thrown at. I guess over time it's not something that maybe sustainable over and over again. But it just kind of brings you back, and for me, it's a little bit of nostalgia there. But it's also like, hey, live, practice what you preach. You want to let the boys play? Let the boys play then. Let them get out there. You know, backyard baseball. Let them have some fun out there. Stop being so serious with baseball at times. You got to stop being so serious with baseball. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Before we take a break, let's go ahead and take a quick call from Raj. Roger, how are you today? Good to hear from you, sir. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday, Roger. Roger, you got big plans for Easter. I know you do.
Oh, yeah. I got church Sunday. Of course, I got something special for church. So yeah,
you got church Sunday. You going to a sunrise service Sunday morning?
No, not sunrise. About 10 o'clock.
About 10 o'clock. You ain't getting up for the 5 o'clock service. I understand. Hey,
yeah, yeah.
I understand. That's early. You going to eat a bunch of food on Easter?
Yeah, hopefully with Chance. Hopefully we will. Happy Easter to you, Chance.
Happy Easter to you too, Roger, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to ask you about baseball, about UT baseball. I just want to ask you, I know they play, I know they won last night. I just want to ask you, how you think they're going to do this weekend at Kentucky, you think? Baseball team will do.
Well, the thing is, we know how pivotal these games are. Now we get into that. The SEC schedule. You gotta have all these games to get into the tournament because they take the top teams outside of what the bottom four or bottom two don't make the SEC tournament. I believe in baseball, if my memory serves me correctly. So, Kentucky's got a good team.
Yeah.
But Vitello, Roger, he's doing a pretty good job over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Second year.
I
like him a lot, too. Second year, you're 28-11.
Wow.
You've won 71% of your games so far in the season. The only thing, and we knew this because we talked about this early on when they were undefeated for a long time, when you get to conference play, it's going to be really tough. So they're 7-9 in conference play, Raj. Like you said, they travel to Kentucky. That's going to be a big one. Kentucky is pretty good. They won yesterday, though. They won yesterday, so you've already got one. You got two more games. I think they take two out of three, Roger. I think they take two out of three. Come back. They'll have an easier game against Gardner-Webb, and that'll be next Tuesday. So and then you get right back into your SEC play. Really tough games. SEC opponents still got to play Arkansas, Florida coming up. And like I say, you're just trying to qualify for the SEC tournament, get to some regionals, get to super regionals, and maybe even get a berth into the College World Series. Now, I think we're 4 years, 3 years away from that. That's like, you know, big grandeur picture, Roger. That's the big that's the end game. Probably in the next 3 years, they'll be maybe playing for super regionals and College World Series type of berth. But, man, make the SEC tournament. You hadn't done that in a couple years. And really improving conference play. Yeah, I think they're going to take two out of three, Roger, against Kentucky, though. You been watching a lot of baseball?
Not a whole lot. Here and there, you know, not a whole lot here and there. I was gonna ask you, do you have a team? Do you have a favorite team in baseball?
Raj. And thank you for the call, Roger. Really appreciate it, man. I hope you have a great Easter, man. My favorite team, Cincinnati Reds. Big red machine. Throw it back to. I became even a bigger Reds fan. I liked Barry Larkin a lot, but when they got Griffey. Big King Griffey Jr. fan, so a big Reds fan, Raj. It's only about 4 hours up the road, 3.5 if I'm speeding a little bit. Get to a game at Great American Ballpark, and it's nothing like it. You should get you up, get up there sometime yourself too, Raj. 865-546-8200. That's the number to get on with us. Take a quick time out. Come back. We're going to play a little Facts or Foolish. We hadn't done that in a while. We're going to start doing that, I think, maybe on every Friday just to scale it back somewhat. Play a little Facts or Foolish. We'll end with news of the day. Look at the weekend. What's on tap? You're listening. It's Optional right here on Fan Run Radio. Buddy, just jump right in there, intern Matt. That's the water's warm. Come on in. The water's so warm. Welcome back to It's Optional right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Just jabbing at Matt a little bit during the break. We told him, hey, this is your chance. Trey's gone. Means another mic opened up, so we'll let you. You know, he's in here as an intern trying to learn the ins and outs of the business, trying to peel back the curtain, get a little experience for himself, maybe see if this is something that he wants to do long term. So sometimes you just got to jump in there, you know, and jump in the conversation. I do it all the time. I just cut Trey off.
Just jump in the pool, just run on in and go.
Yeah, man. I just cut him off when I feel like it, especially when we're talking damn NASCAR. You want to talk NASCAR? I'll just jump in with all kinds of frivolous ad-libs that don't make any sense. What?
And I just know just enough about everything.
Yeah. I just go with it. So you can just stay Switzerland.
Just a little bit about a lot.
You can stay Switzerland, just stay neutral.
Only a lot about a little, you know. So
dig it.
I was actually surprised last night. We talk about the playoffs really quickly. Ben Simmons, ever since he called the fans out, he's had a triple-double. Then last night he goes for, I think, 31 or so and 11 of 13 shooting. Kind of seems like he's maturing a little bit in these playoffs. He's maturing.
Still can't shoot.
Still can't shoot. Those 31 points. He's getting a lot of those on dunks and layups.
Still doesn't even try to shoot.
Nah.
He shoots like 12% outside the lane.
We're going to have to look that up for me. Look up Ben Simmons' career stats.
Probably I think he's
your best
one.
Your best site's going to be Basketball Reference, I'm sure. See how many he's attempted and how many he's made. I don't know if he's made. It's either he's only made one or he's only attempted one.
Yeah, there's not many.
So, yeah, last night, 31 points, 11 for 13 shooting. Like I said, he followed up game 2's triple-double with a nice performance again last night. The surprising thing, too, was he went 9 for 11 from the free throw line. So, like we said, a lot of those points he got were dunks, some mid-range stuff, and some free throws.
Big fat zeros on the three-point percentage.
So he's never made one.
So he's attempted one.
You're looking
one.
At career.
I got this season, my bad.
Yeah, you got. I know he's not attempted one this season. One this season, please. I know he's not attempted one this season.
It's amazing how bad he is at shooting. I don't get it.
Pretty bad. Sorry, those of you too watching on the Facebook live stream Periscope. I think we were on mute there for a little bit. Excuse me for those technical difficulties. But yeah, he's been a pretty bad shooter. And it's like he's scared too. Not only has he been bad, but he's been absolutely just horrified from even just being around that line. And you see the opponents, too. They just stand back. You know, here's an NBA player. I'm just going to stand back at the free throw line or at the elbow when you got at the top again. I'm not worried about you. Not worried at all. You got it, sir?
Yeah, he attempted 11, hasn't hit a single one.
11 for his entire career.
Man.
Interesting. Interesting. Some other news that came across in college football news. The NCAA, there were some people that were trying to, I guess, on the board that were trying to get, you know, grad transfers. They were trying to make a proposal that would have required a graduate transfer scholarship to count for a total of 2 years. Against a team in football and basketball, but that has been rejected by the NCAA, so that's great news. The Division I Council on Friday, that is today, voted down a proposal that it could have, could have made the de facto free agency, as a lot of people are calling it these days. Would have counted 2 years against you. Say Tennessee went out and get a graduate transfer, whether it be in football or basketball. That player would actually count 2 years on the scholarship, so that would kind of like put a hamper on a lot of teams' future plans.
Nixing some of the quick rebuilds.
Do we think some of the quick rebuilds?
I saw this. It's kind of a joke. What's your all's opinion? If we had the transfer portal as their own football team and had someone like Jeff Fisher come and coach the transfer portal team.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that idea.
You could field a whole team.
I kind of like that idea.
That would be fantastic.
The transfer team. And who do they play?
They'd have to be an independent. Yeah. So they'd play Notre Dame every year. And
absolutely.
Then after that, they
absolutely
all the military academies.
All the military academies.
BYU.
I like that.
And
I mean, think about it. If you had a team like that, I mean, hell, a lot
that'd
of people
be
just
so much fun.
They would just want to play. It'd just be a team of all stars, a team of rejected all stars.
Would they be like
rejected
the Vegas Golden Knights?
Yeah. An expansion
like,
college football team.
It would be like the replacements. Shane Falco dropping back to pass.
Oh, here! Look at all these rejected 4 and 5 stars. They'd have a lot of chips on their shoulders, though.
Yeah, they would.
You wouldn't have to worry about that. They'd be playing with a purpose.
Where would we put this imaginary school? Assuming they'd all have to practice.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to go, like, the most central part of the country. Like, when you zoom in on Google Maps, it's like that one little town in Kansas.
It's in Kansas.
Like,
and
right middle
and the coach,
of nowhere.
And
like,
the coach, one Jason Brown.
Yeah, Dodge City. Yeah. Jason Brown.
We bring him back. Yeah. From
that's what I wish
from Last Chance U. Oh, that would be amazing. We got Tate Martell out here.
TPU, Transfer Portal University.
Transfer Portal. What would be their colors?
Oh.
They just got to wear all black because everybody's funeral. Every time you play the Transfer Portal, it's a funeral.
Gray and black.
Every time you play them. You got to be ready.
What would their like moniker be? The Transfer Portal what?
The black holes.
The black holes. Ah, we can do better than that.
That's right.
We can do better than that.
We'll come back.
We'll come back. We'll actually take submissions. 865-546-8200. If you got any submissions for the Transfer Portal's team name, their nickname, you can hit us up at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. You can also call us up. You can hit me up at _ChanceCollins on Twitter, at Reed Johns.
Bingo.
Boom. Matt, I don't know yours. Matt's got to work on his Twitter handle. We also need ideas for what Matt's. Yeah, you got to work on the Twitter game, dude. We got to teach you. We're going to give you a crash course, and it's going to be quick, fast, and a hurry. But, yeah, we got to work on that. We got to actually get you a nickname outside of like this. What'd you say your Twitter name is right now? Tell the people what it is.
I've got to find it.
See, you don't even know. That's how we know it's a very bad Twitter handle. I think it's something like he said it was a stock one, so he made one. He didn't really know what he was doing when he made one, so they gave him one like Matt 876529 or something like
that. Pretty close.
Oh, really? Let's throw some numbers out there. Threw something to stick up against the wall. So, you at least got to know what your Twitter game.
Matt 10215654.
You're a Russian bot.
What? Yeah, you are a bot.
You're trying to influence the election.
Bot. Do you
How
even have a picture
you?
Or do you have an egg still?
Oh, God.
I think I've got the egg.
Oh, Russian bot.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Intern Matt.
Intern
that's
Matt.
To be the, or, you know.
We
the
Minister of Culture.
Minister of Culture. I like
dude,
that
if
one.
They can, if that's available for your Twitter tagline, that's what it needs to be.
You better take it. You better take it if it's available.
Minister Matt.
How many
That's
minister
what it needs
of,
to be.
How many minister of cultures could there really be out there?
If the only one I know of is McConaughey. So if he's taking that, he'll be in trouble.
Yeah. Are you a McConaughey fan?
All right. What do you think?
Big
You probably are. You probably are, huh?
Matthew
he's okay.
I love Matthew McConaughey.
Really?
Him? I would date Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, big man crush on Matthew McConaughey, huh? Big man crush on Matthew McConaughey. Nathan on Twitter says, appreciate you guys working on my day off. Well, appreciate you, Nathan. Appreciate
Every Friday.
You noticing. every Friday. Good Friday. Most of us. We all try to be here. You guys want to play a little Facts or Foolish?
Let's do it.
It's been a while. Let's play a little. Oh, nope. We can't do the. You got the sound over there. Brandon can do it.
Yeah, you just give me 1 second.
1 minute. We've got sound over there. Sometimes the devices, they just go kaput. Play a little facts. And a little foolish statements today. Foolish, yeah. And you guys ready?
Let's do it.
This is facts or foolish. Last time you messed this up.
Oh, yeah.
You messed up the box. Yeah. You didn't really know what you were doing. All right, facts or foolish today. Just got a couple. It's been a while since we played it a little bit. So let's jump right into it. The MLB has a fun problem, and it was a foul move by them to suspend shortstop Tim Anderson of the White Sox. Facts or foolish? They got a fun problem. Shouldn't have suspended my guy, Tim Anderson.
It's a fact they got a fun problem. They'd say they want to let him play, let him play. You get dinged, you knock a home run, get dinged, I'm going to go after the pitcher. Go for it.
Go for it, huh?
Yeah.
Nice strong, Matt. Nice strong. I like how you expanded. You didn't. I thought for a second you were going to like, hey, it's a fact. I'm done. But you expanded. Brandon?
I'll say fact, too. But I think there needs to be some understanding from both teams in the sense that if the guy hits a home run and flips his bat, okay, you drill him the next time. The White Sox don't need to clear the bench. It's like, okay, you flip your bat, you're going to get drilled. Like, that's going to happen. So I say fact, let the teams handle it themselves. No one got hurt.
All right, next up, facts or foolish. Ty Lue is a better fit for the Lakers than Monty Williams. If you don't know anything, Ty Lue coached LeBron before in Cleveland, also played for the Lakers, so he's a champion, and he used to play for the Lakers. There's the tie there. Monty Williams was a great coach years ago with the Grizzlies. Some people kind of felt like he was fired when he shouldn't have been. Was an assistant with Billy Donovan for a long time, OKC, and now is assistant with the 76ers. So facts or foolish, looks like they're down to those two candidates. Ty Lue's a better candidate, though.
He's a fact. Ty Lue's a better candidate. He's more familiar with LeBron James and how he operates. I think it would help that team get back on the right track.
Look at you! That's how you give a take, sir. Good job, Matt. Brandon?
I'll say foolish just because I think LeBron coached the team whenever Ty Lue was the coach. And I think Monty Williams was a really good coach for the Grizzlies.
Interesting.
So I think he's a better coach. They're going to go Ty Lue, though, because his familiarity with LeBron.
Interesting. I'm actually going to say foolish, too, for a lot of things you say. I think that Ty Lue serves LeBron a purpose because LeBron knows that Ty Lue's going to, you know, go through him and he'll listen to whatever LeBron's going to say. And LeBron kind of controlled Ty Lue to an extent. But LeBron does respect Ty Lue, so that's why the relationship does work. On the other hand, LeBron respects the hell out of Monty Williams. A lot of players do. They were all there for him when he lost his wife in a horrible car accident a couple years ago, and he's just left raising his kids alone. I think he has like 4 or 5 kids. So a lot of people respect Monty Williams. Great coach. He's also was involved with Team USA, coaching with Coach K, who also coached LeBron. So I think Monty Williams doesn't take anything from LeBron, but he also gets the same amount of respect. And that's how you do it, Matt. Facts are foolish today. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We needed that. 865-546-8200. What else we need is news of the day. We got that coming up next. We also have last call. That's right, last call until we hit the weekend here at Fan Run Studios. It's optional. Take a quick time out. We'll be right back to wrap it up for the week. Listen, it's optional right here on Fan Run Radio. Oh yeah. You know what that sound means? That means Matt, intern Matt, schooling him to some knowledge in here today. That means the end of the week. That means it is quitting time. Brandon likes to mix this in every Friday, little fist pump Friday, get us in the mood, get everybody revved up. We're getting out of here for the week. Drive guys are in here. They got a lot of stuff on tap for you from 3 to 6, and overtime will take you home tonight for the week. Right now, we want to take the time, though, one last time for the week, one last time for Friday. For Friday, it's time for a little news of the day.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a
while. All right. Taking it from the top. What is today?
Please tell me.
Today is National Garlic Day.
Ooh, big garlic fan over here.
Also.
Huge garlic fan.
National Amaretto Day.
Like Amaretto Sour.
Di Serrano guy.
Yeah, like Amaretto Sour every
and
once in a while.
National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day.
Always good to do once a year. You never know how much old medicine you have up there. That stuff will get you sick, people.
So, also moving on, we do have a little bit of news today. Let me get to it, pull it up. We've got, okay, my favorite news story I saw today. A Toronto man fakes a 911 call and tries to steal a fire truck that responded.
Oh!
According to Toronto Police Services, a man called 911 claiming he was stuck on the Scarborough Bluffs. When emergency responders arrived, the man who wasn't actually stuck allegedly tried to steal the fire truck.
Heavy play. Heavy play by him.
Also, Portland has issued their first ever lifetime public transportation ban for lewd offenses by the, quote, TriMet barber. Some weirdo creep would get off by, like, cutting girls' hair on the bus.
Oh, man. So he's like, come up like to him and snip them?
That's a new one.
That is weird. Like, and that's very weird.
Yeah. I didn't want to get too deep into that. It's odd. But also, a man is in custody after bringing gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. Allegedly. Start the fires. Yes.
Bad taste.
They said the man was deeply deranged, though, so, you know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Wow.
Whatever that guy's issue was. But yeah, so he's in jail now. Also, this day, on this day, 1773, I think. Pulling it up. 1775. 1776, excuse me. God, I'm all over the place. Revolutionary War, Battle of Lexington was today.
Battle of Lexington.
This day, 1861, the first blood of the American Civil War was also today. Oh. Battle of Bull Run.
Bull Run, first Manassas.
Remember that one.
This day, 1995, Timothy McVeigh blew up the Oklahoma City Federal Building.
R.I.P.
Yep.
One of the tragedies of our American history.
This day, 1993, the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas burns.
Oh, my God.
This is a rough day.
It's a rough day.
Hold on. We got to find something. Something good.
Any positive thing to end on.
This
anything day, positive.
1943, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising began. All right, we got to find something good. Something good. Oh, man, this is bad.
Well, guess we got to end on something bad then.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Well,
1897, the first Boston Marathon.
Hey, we found something, I guess. Everything was pretty tragic there. Shout out to Nick Bromberg this week, Rob Lanier. He was great. Aaron Torres, big jam-packed week coming up for you next week. It's going to be slow season, so we'll have a lot of games to play. We'll keep doing Facts or Foolish News of the Day, maybe even throwing something new that I'm going to work on this weekend. Thank you to intern Matt for all his work behind the scenes, Brandon Johns, Trey Wallace. I'm Chance Collins. It's been a great week, people. Thank you for listening. It's Optional. Drive Guys are up next. Stay tuned to Fan Run Radio.